張りでしょ、ね、
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, Joe. Joseph.
Mr.
Walter, it's Robert, sir. Back with you again. How are you today, sir? How are we doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Glad to hear that. So how are we doing with the paperwork, buddy? I need to start working on that loan for you, so I need you to help me to help
you. Okay. I had a few questions. The business I had is from December 2023.
Still okay, man. We can probably do a startup for you. I need to see paperwork.
Okay.
If you had any or anything like that before that, send me the contracts too. Because we can do whatever, you know, we want to see the more history that you have, because you got great credit. The more history that you have, the better it is for you, because that way we can work with you.
Okay. Can you tell me the document? Actually, would you be able to email me the
document
you're looking
for?
I got your email, but it was pretty blank.
No.
I don't know how I got it because the email is missing a period in my name. But I still received it somehow.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't get any instruction.
Gotcha. So you told me that your email was walterjoseph2.0@gmail.com.
Walter.joseph.
Oh, okay. 2.0. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how I received it. I double checked.
You know what it is, Joe? It's fate. No, I'm not playing, but it's fate. It's fate. You know what it is? It's fate. It's like the great planes and the universe is trying to go with you instead of against you, which is most of the case.
Okay. Yes, it probably is because.
So they started looking good already.
I should not have received that email, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me send you another email again. You are close to your email right now, huh?
Yes, right now I can access it, but I can only access it on the telephone.
Okay, no problem.
I work on my feet, not on a desk.
I understand, because you're pretty much on the move all the time. No, you know what? I spoke to my boss yesterday, and he said, let me send you some paperwork. We want to see some paperwork. You know, and we'll be able to work with him because he has great credit. You know, your credit is actually the one that is actually getting you pretty much whatever you need. Okay, I got walter.joseph2.0@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and hold on. Let me send you something. Let me say it. My emails are pretty simple because I don't wanna overdo this so you will feel comfortable. All I need is, like I say, you know, it's for you to send me a paper one. So how's the shop looking like today, man?
Well, it still needs a bit of work.
Yeah, so, that's what we're gonna get you this money, buddy. You know, so you can start seeing, you know, do some work on it. You know, we understand. You know, we see your vision. You know, like I say, you got great score. I don't know how you haven't been able to actually get a loan from anybody since you have a good score and you're actually working, which is two of the main things.
It's not that I can't get a personal loan. I just haven't been able to get a business loan. The personal, I never have problems with personal, but
gotcha,
with
gotcha,
business,
gotcha.
Everybody wants me to be in business for 2 years.
Let me throw a little monkey wrench in it. How about if you actually use your personal capital and kind of like moving into the business, you know, start doing transactions with it as a business instead of just as a personal account. that might help.
Yeah, I've been exploring those things, but I'm also careful about the taxation too.
Yeah,
Let
me tell you one thing. In that situation, because I actually did taxes before too. In that situation, the funny part about that is that since you're actually going to use it for the job, that the taxation is less, because when you use it as personal, you can get taxed as luxury tax, which is the highest tax there is. You know what I mean? And when you use it as a business, the tax, it's settled. It's usually not a taxation out of the proportions. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, I double checked your email again. It didn't include any information about your company. I'd like you to.
Oh no, I would do that. Actually, since you wanna do it that way, let me send you a full normal email. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, here goes. Okay, now this time I'm going to send you a formal. That way you see what we're about. And you're still going to keep the name as a Network Cafe, huh?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like a good name. I was explaining to my boss what you do, and he goes like, huh, that sounds like a very entrepreneurial job, which is actually what is actually good in that case, because that way you actually are doing something that nobody has done before, or nobody usually do it. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's kind of unique in that way.
Exactly, that's what I was going to tell you, which is something that it will get you more momentum. Because what I did back in the day was, you know, you ever heard of Gundam mobile suits?
Oh, yes, the anime.
When I was young, when I was a kid. Well, I'm 55 right now. When I was a kid, when I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, what I used to usually do was I used to do markets, you know, like dioramas. So I will buy the model kits, buy all kind of stuff from the train, you know, businesses. You know how the train businesses work. They sell you the train, but you can build a whole diorama of a train with mountains, grass, and everything, and people. So what I used to do is buy epoxy and all that. And since if the Gundam is coming out of the water, I used to cut half of the legs and put them in epoxy, like the water, you know, clear epoxy, and it looks like he's coming out of the water. And I got another Gundam on the ground, waiting for him to bottle. And I used to make good money out of those.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like a fan-based business for fanatics.
And you know what? You'll be amazed how people don't want to actually spend money on doing things like that, but they love to buy them. You know what I mean? They love buying it, but they will not spend the money on them.
Oh yeah, a lot of people just don't have the time either,
and they don't have the kind of what do you call it? What I call that is they don't have the kind of time and mind to actually work on that, because it takes a lot of time. And it also takes a lot of patience. And that's one thing I usually have. I have a lot of patience, man. I built it over the years, because I used to be a short fuse before. because I'm an ex-Marine, so, you know, I didn't put up with a lot of it's hard to say it like that, but
yeah, sometimes
you know,
you can't,
that's what I was trying to tell you, that life is too short to actually be putting up with people that don't make you money and don't make no sense. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? I just send you,
yeah.
I just send you the email right now. And that's a full email from our company. I send you my number, my telephone number, and everything. So like I tell you, if you have those bank statements, then send them to me, and anything that actually makes money for you, send it to me, and I'll disposition it to my boss, the underwriter, and it'll take him like about probably a couple hours, probably the rest of the day, and we'll have an answer for you in the afternoon. Like I tell you, I was going to call you later on today, but I see that you didn't have no paperwork yet, so that's what I wanted to see.
I don't work at a desk, so once I it becomes hectic.
Yeah, no, I got you. I know you're a busy man, and money is on your mind, and your mind is on money right now, so I'm the same way. I get up early in the morning, and if I don't start making money since early in the morning, it's a waste of a day.
Yeah, that's how life goes.
Believe me, it is. You know, if we trying to make money for a living, it's something that we, you know, I would like to get up in the morning and grab my first $20. As I go, grab another 20. By the time I get home, right before I get home, grab the last 20 and go inside the house with at least $200 to $300 that day. That sounds like a good day.
That's a good day of work.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good day of work. You know, like you said, get home, get dinner, take a shower, watch TV, go to sleep, and do it again next day. And then on the weekends, just play.
Yeah, work hard, play hard.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You see, you gotta work like a slave and treat yourself like a king.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah, that's always been my motto, buddy. You know, if I work like a slave, I get whipped all day. I would like to actually live like a king when I'm not at work. And when I'm not at work, I don't like to talk about work either. That keeps your mind clean.
Yeah, I hope to get to a point where that's how I am.
Oh, you will. You know, you're on the right track. Like I say, you know, if I get you this money and you get that shop fixed up and all that, I don't see why not. If you've been around that long and you have that guy, that good credit, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 40 years old.
If you get to that point and you still get credit, buddy, you're doing good. My credit is 780 right now because I don't get in trouble no more. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
Look, I don't drink. I don't smoke. My wife is the same one. She's younger than me, so I'm good. I don't do nothing else. But when it comes to weekends, if we go somewhere, we go all the way. We don't like to, you know, look around and say like, hey, we should have done this. We should have go here. We should have eat these. No, not me. I do, see, eat, and do whatever I need to do. Okay, Joe?
Okay. Well, thank you for...
No problem, buddy. I'll let you be. No worries. I just want to help you, and I want you to help me help you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Thank
okay?
you.
Okay, Joe. I'm going to let you be.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Have a blessed day, too. Thank you. I look forward to seeing your paperwork. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.